Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
I'm Al Cohall, Columbia University, and our presentation is entitled Internet Use and Health Information Seeking Among African American and Hispanic Adults. I've been instructed to let you know that I have nothing up my sleeve and no commercial interest to disclose. I wanted to take a moment to acknowledge our Community Advisory Board from the Health Promotion Center, as well as our partnership of academic and community partners who helped develop this project. Additionally, I wanted to acknowledge our co-authors and also the support offered by the Centers for Disease Control through their Prevention Research Center network. The Prevention Research Centers were established by Congress in 1984. Currently, there are 33 Prevention Research Centers located across the country. These centers serve as a bridge between science and practice and between academia and vulnerable populations. PRCs work with communities to identify areas of concern and develop practical strategies to address these issues. Our particular center was established in 1991 with a general focus on addressing health disparities, and more recently we began developing a focus on the potential of the internet to enhance health communication and health promotion. Our interest is underscored by Healthy People 2010 observations that well-designed health communication activities help individuals better understand their own and their community's needs so that they can take appropriate actions to maximize health. Further, the Institute of Medicine in their Speaking of Health report stated that technology, if used appropriately, can help people increase their knowledge of health, enhance their ability to negotiate the healthcare system, understand and modify their health risk behaviors, and acquire coping skills and social support. For those of you that just came in, there are handouts in the back that have these slides in a paper format. In particular, the type of technology that we were most interested in was the internet. It's been noted that the rate of adoption of the internet might represent the fastest adoption of any innovation in the history of mankind. And so, the next time many Americans have a health question, many will go online first to seek an answer. And when they go online, what do they want to know more about? They want to know more about particular health illnesses or conditions, lifestyle issues such as nutrition, exercise, or weight control, prescription drugs, alternative to conventional treatments, mental health issues, sensitive health issues that may be difficult to talk about with a provider, and they also want to know more about their providers and their hospital settings. The potential impact of the internet can be substantial. 48% of internet users say retrieved information helped improve the way they took care of themselves. A like number has mentioned that retrieved information affected their healthcare decisions about treatment and care, not only for themselves, but in many cases for significant others. 50% said that information influenced eating and exercise habits. Recognizing the potential of the internet, Healthy People 2010 Objective 11.1 states that by 2010, 80% of households should have computer internet access. However, available evidence suggests a digital divide exists with income, education, age, and race and ethnicity as mediating variables, in addition to health literacy, as we just heard. For example, 89% of households earning over $75,000 had home computer and internet access as compared to 55% of those earning $30,000 or less. Further, while equitable access is an important issue to address, the Institute of Medicine also called for more research to better understand how consumers in vulnerable communities value and use the internet for health information. Further, while the Pew Internet and American Life Project and other groups have done a wonderful job in examining broad trends in internet use and its impact on health promotion, little data is available to use to assist researchers in developing community-specific initiatives related to internet health promotion. Therefore, in our study, we sought to describe the extent to which people of color in the Harlem community were connected to the internet and their levels of interest in using the internet to obtain health information. Information gained from this formative research will be used to develop a community-specific website portal. Just a little bit of information about the Harlem community. There's about 250,000 residents in Harlem, two-thirds of the population are female, three-quarters are black or Hispanic, half have a high school education or less, two-thirds earn less than $35,000, and one in four report fair or poor health. We use a variety of different techniques to get information in our formative research design. I'm going to report today on our random digidial telephone survey that was done in 2006. It was conducted in both English and Spanish and took about 19 minutes to administer. The information was self-reported. The domains of interest that we were interested in were demographics, general health, access to technology, and health information seeking behaviors. The final sample consisted of about 646 adults greater than 18, and their demographic profile closely resembled the community that we were interested in. In terms of results, 68% of the adults that we surveyed had one or more computers at home. 85% of those with a computer also had internet connectivity. And of those with internet connectivity, 79% had high-speed access. We further separated the sample into current users as well as non-users. And these next group of slides looks at that comparison. There was no significant difference in gender differences between users and non-users. However, users tended to be younger, English-speaking, had higher levels of educational attainment, and higher degrees of income levels. Their self-reported health status was excellent to good, and they also tended to be associated with friends or family members who also were internet users. This next set of slides looks at users and non-users in a different format. Users are in blue, non-users are in purple. Users were equally likely to turn to the internet as they were to a health provider when they needed health information. And in terms of levels of trust, users expressed a great deal of trust in the internet, second only to the degree of trust they had in health providers. Non-users, on the other hand, while they had a high degree of trust in health providers, were less likely to trust other sources of health information. The relationship between consumers and health providers is particularly important when it comes to looking at the ability to search, find, and use health information. Non-users report having more difficulty finding and understanding health information. This next slide looks at comparing users in Harlem to users nationally. 85% of the internet users in Harlem reported searching for health information online. When we compare Harlem users in blue to national users in purple, the majority of individuals in Harlem who were searching for health information had levels of interest that matched or exceeded those individuals nationally. In terms of the impact of the information that they found, Harlem users said that the ability of the internet to was important in helping them to better understand their symptoms and treatments. It improved their ability to manage their health care without seeing a doctor, self-management, and also led them to seek second opinions. In terms of limitations, our findings may not be generalizable, of course, to other communities. Also, there's issues inherent in doing landline telephone surveys. Those without phone service and those with cell phone access were not included in the survey. Further, this particular survey did not examine the quality of user experience, which is an extremely important area of investigation. Consumers often report feeling overwhelmed in looking for health information, and additionally, consumers in vulnerable communities report being frustrated by the lack of local and culturally relevant information and resources. Our study suggests that we are still lagging behind in terms of the Healthy People 2010 objective of having 80% of homes with computer and internet access. Particularly concerning is the finding that those that need information, advice, and support the most are those with least access. In our community, significant disparities were noted among seniors, those in fair to poor health, and those for whom English was not their native language. Without interventions, the potential for those for internet access to assist marginalized populations will not be realized. While falling prices may make computers more accessible, we must continue to look for opportunities to pair access with linkages to improve computer and health literacy. For example, putting computers and internet access in senior centers, YMCAs, community rooms of housing projects, as well as kiosks and waiting rooms of primary care clinics and emergency rooms. On the flip side, our study indicates that for those consumers with access, looking for health information is important and valued. However, we need to ensure that their experience is rewarding. We also have to address issues related to content and relevancy as well, specifically ensuring material is appropriate to the literacy level of the community, is available in languages other than English, and contains locally relevant information. Towards that end, we will be trying to address some of these issues by launching a community health website for the Harlem community that will provide locally relevant information, advice, and support. The site will be officially launched later on this year and is called gethealthyharlem.org. This is the splash page for the website, and we hope to come back next year and report on findings of how the community value and utilize this particular resource. Thank you.
Can you just click here? There you go. You want to stay right there?